Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab Show, the first fashion business radio show to go live in the world. My name is Lisa Gumbo-Regisford, and on today's show, we're going to be talking to different fashion industry professionals around stress in the fashion business. We're joined by an expert around this subject matter, who I will be introducing shortly. Now, if you're tuning in for the first time, Fashion Lab is the first radio show to go live. It ignites conversations around the business behind fashion in Africa, and obviously we focus on different dynamics of the fashion industry in the continent. All we want to do is win, no matter what, and therefore Africa, I'm just saying it's 2016. Let's change the way we play in business this year so we can get farther ahead. Sitting in studio with me is my co-host, Moik Peterson.
Good afternoon.
And I think he's already in winter. Do you want to just describe? You look good, though. It looks good. I love it. I've been giving you compliments on that jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, that is that a blazer or a jacket?
It's a blazer.
Okay.
It's a blazer.
Could you describe to our audience what it is about?
It is like a very soft cashmere. It is my fall winter 2016. You know, it has a bit of dark navy blue with a bit of brown in, but it's a very light cashmere. But still, it says we're ready for the fall winter season. And you know, I just come back from SMN's fashion, you know. So, I mean, one had to represent.
Do you think it's a bit early for that?
I love your dress too. And it also looks a little bit fall vintage.
No, it's not. It's much lighter than that cashmere.
Fabric is that?
This is a cotton lycra.
But it's beautiful.
This is about 5% elastin with a beautiful cotton. I'm actually going to be showing this soon. I'm showing at the SA Fashion Week in April. So I'm going to start sneakily wearing some of the pieces just so that I can excite minds that care about this type of look and aesthetic. And then we show, and then maybe we get more
sales. This is a good subject matter you chose, the stress.
It's a good subject matter. Now, we are also going to be joined in, by our senior trend analyst, Nicola Cooper, with a trend report later. And obviously, lastly, I also want to introduce our contributors who will come in on their segments. We've got Mile High Fashion with Lynn Jasmine. Lynn Jasmine in studio is looking fabulous as well. Tell us what you're wearing. I love your laissez faire approach to style. What is this?
So calm.
It's always so difficult doing this after Morwick because he always brings it. Anyway, so I'm here sitting in my ripped denim black jeans with my gladiator sandals and a cropped olive green top and my mesh jacket, which is behind me.
You look so London Fashion Week-ish.
Very
nice, isn't it?
Yes, and obviously for those who don't know, we're going to tweet a picture as well, but what I've loved about your style, I've seen you like three times now, four, and there's something very effortless, something very easy, and very...
When we look all hot.
It's just so easy. It's like you just throw on the first crop top and jeans and go, I don't know.
I think I've adapted my fashion sense. As I'm getting older, I'm just like, I can't be spending half an hour to get ready. I need something that's quick and fast, so minimalist and chic.
Please, you need to teach
me. And I
me
kind
some
of feel
that
androgynous sort of look and feel to it. Your stuff is never very fitting, but for some reason, you don't look like a walking hanger like I've seen.
No,
before.
Those ones only come out at night.
And well, those, I must say, to your hair looks again absolutely
phenomenal. Thank you
phenomenal.
Very much. I'm feeling very 60s inspired today. But we will also be joined with Echoes from New York, which is normally brought to us by Edgy Benson, who will also plug in as well. So obviously today's topic is a very serious topic. I mean, we're talking stress, leave alone the topic. I mean, just when I hear the word stress, I cringe. And I have seen people really close to me in the worst situations, just looking for ways to overcome stress. So the sad news is no one's exempt to stress, but the good news is we've got a nice conversation going on in studio today, and maybe when you're done or when we are done, we're going to leave a bit more inspired and a bit more ready
stress
to teach. Yeah, already. I don't think it's stress-free more, but I think more it's more like how do you manage it, because it's not going anywhere.
Do you think
challenges
so?
Will always bring whatever challenges you deal with will always
bring stress.
Yes, and that idea is how do you overcome? Because you've got to deal with it. So
do you think us in the fashion industry we have a lot of stress? Just because of fashion shows and what to wear. And
the reason we have the topic, and the reason we actually have this topic, honestly, is because even the fashion business is not exempt to stress. And, you know, stress is such a big thing. I'm going to just quickly just read some facts. You know, every day an estimated 21 South Africans commit suicide. And according to experts, stress could be a significant contributing factor. Now, according to studies done by the University of KwaZulu-Natal, there's a researcher called Lawrence Schlebusch, who says that an estimated 7,582 South Africans die by their own hand every year. And 20 times that number attempt to commit suicide, obviously, but fail to take their own lives. So while reliable statistics and research as to why the rate is so high is just scarce, you know. So a recent study also was conducted by the international research company Bloomberg, ranked South Africa as the second most stressed out nation in the world. Not in Africa, in the world, okay? And then following Nigeria, and then El Salvador. I don't know what's going on, but another study also conducted last year by Ipsos Global and Reuters also showed that up to 53% of South Africa's workforce does not take their allotted annual leave. I'm assuming that that would also...
Why? Is it because money?
I think it's stressful.
Is everyone also living beyond their means? You know you cannot go into that Louis Vuitton store. Like, don't go into it.
Okay. Morik, you're pushing it. I want to hear your thoughts of what you deal with when it comes to stress in your businesses. And then we're going to also plug in. I had a chance to speak to some fashion industry business owners who obviously run their own business. I'm going to just plug in fashion designer Anne McCreet from Kiko Romeo, Kenya. And just hear what she deals with on a basic, day-to-day sort of...
Day-to-day, yeah.
Yes, and how she actually manages it because business has to go on.
Excellent.
It's Anne McCress. I'm the managing director of Kiko Romeo in Kenya. We're based out of Nairobi. And I'm also the founder and chair of Festival of African Fashion and Arts, FAFA. I think stress is something that we always deal with in business, and I don't know if it's bigger or smaller in a small business or a big business, but one of the things that I learned from a captain of industry here was that when I go to bed at night, if I'm very stressed, I actually visualize removing all of that stress out of my brain and putting it by the side of my bed, and then taking it back into my head in the morning. Of course, in the morning, I'm ready to roll, so I don't need to worry about it. But at night, I actually do visualize it, and it means I get a good night's sleep. I also deal with stress by talking to experts. If I'm stuck on something, I consult with people I know, not necessarily just in my fashion industry, but in other types of business. I think also as a woman there are sometimes different types of stresses. I share those with other business owners. And with United Success, I'm in an international business network for women. And they often have great advice and backup. So I think surround yourself with people that are going to help you in a positive way. At the end of the day, if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to find a way through it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there in the first place. So you just keep going and you find solutions and, and you focus on the positive things. I think those are my tips for the day. And if you're out there and feeling stressed, I don't know, find the way that suits you. Do some yoga, go for a run, do the swimming or do the visualization as I do. Best of luck.
Wow. What do you guys think about Anne? Anne literally says she'll put it on the side of her bed, and then what I worry about is, would you want to pick it up in the morning? Because that's just what are your thoughts?
Anne lives close to Mombasa.
No, she lives in Nairobi. So.
Oh. Is she close to the sea or the ocean?
No, Nairobi is not the sea. You need to fly to Mombasa. It's an hour flight. Morik, how do you deal with stress in your fashion business?
How do I deal with stress?
And what are some of the stresses actually, and how do you overcome them? Because we got to go on.
You know what? Most of my stresses really are the ones that I cannot control, you know? And the person that I would normally call sometimes, it's you, you know? Because speak to each other almost every day. And I think it's always hearing the solution, or you know the answer, and you know it cannot be controlled, you know? So sometimes you just need to hear it, to be like, you know what? I'm worrying and stressing over something that I cannot it's not in my hands. Mm. It's not in my hands.
Lynn, how do you deal with, you know, when your day-to-day work as a fashion media consultant, how do you also deal with the stresses? I mean, and I don't want to call it stress, so find your way. Either you can call it hiccups or challenges, but it's obviously a result of the problems or the hiccups that we face on a day-to-day basis.
You see, the challenge for me is that because I work in social media, it's instant, so everything needs to happen now, if not yesterday.
Mm.
And that sometimes can put tremendous pressure on me. So how do I deal with it? Either I call a girlfriend and I just let off some air, but I can't like put things to the side and leave it to later. That gives me tremendous anxiety. Like, I need to get it done and sorted as soon as possible so that I know that it's done and dusted.
Wow. I personally get, I call it hiccups, because when I hear the word stress, I even get stressed. And I was speaking to Sheldon the other day, and he said, even me, when I just hear stress, I'm stressed. So I would call mine just the challenges or what the challenges bring. And I think for me, from the business of fashion when it comes to production, that's my biggest stress. Because my thing is, do you know how many people you have to commit to? From your buyer to you lose credibility from stupid little things like the production crew saying, yes, we'll have this ready by Monday. And then you wait, and then now you... So I think for me, my biggest stresses or hiccups are like production drama. Things like fabric being discontinued from a reliable supplier.
That's why you need to go into creating your own textiles.
No, I can't do everything. I'm just saying. But listen, my policy is I'm too blessed to be stressed. That's
absolutely.
My hashtag.
Absolutely.
And what I've also done is I use it as my weapon anytime. So when I smell the stress coming, I've just conditioned my mind to just disregard anything that's going on that's going to put me down. And operate from a solutions-driven sort of vibe and energy. So if it's stress or something is coming, I can smell it coming, I'm like, what's the solution? Finished. And if there's no solution to it, like a death in the family or something else, then you just pray over it. You need to calm down, take a walk. Anyway, keep your tweets coming. Share with us how you manage stress in your fashion businesses or in your other businesses. And also, before we get straight into the show, please do not forget, we've got my favorite segment at the end of the show called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So start thinking about it, and maybe you could even stand a chance to join us on next week's show if you're in Johannesburg. Now, we are joined in studio by a very special guest. She's an author, she's a catalyst, she's a speaker, Bridget Edwards, who I trust will change our mindsets and leave us with some great tips.
I'm so excited.
On how to manage this
excited.
Beast, okay? Now, welcome to the show, Bridget.
Thank you so much, Liz. It's a privilege and pleasure to be here with you.
Welcome, Bridget.
It's a privilege for us. Before we even move on, and I know you're trying to smile so we can move past that, is what are you wearing? We love to share what we are wearing. And obviously, it's nice for our listeners to also know what's going on here with our different personalities and different looks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Liz. I'm in mostly cotton. I prefer natural fibers, and for me, that makes me feel calm and relaxed and at ease. And since we're talking about stress, having been in the industry myself for many, many years, polyester, surprisingly or not, actually creates more static electricity, which adds to our stress, believe it or not. So going with natural fibers has a very calming and relaxing impact on us. Now, most of what we live around...
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Wow, we've learned something new.
And you love polyester, isn't it?
No, I hate it. you know what? Someone's trying to incite me. Let's go back. Oh, God. Bless us
and
today.
If you think about it, our carpets are mostly polyester. A lot of the fabrics and fibers in our homes are polyester purely because it's cheap, it's durable. And when you have experienced it, when you rub you're walking along and you touch somebody and you get a shock, or you touch the doorknob, you get a shock. That is mostly because of the static electricity around us, which actually adds to our body's stress.
Wow.
Now, I was really pleased that you brought up those statistics that you did, Liz, because I tend to surprise a lot of people by sharing those statistics. And it's very sad that South Africa is the second most stressed country. And that was a Bloomberg study that was done in 2013. So it's already old. Okay. And Nigeria was 0.1% ahead of us. So really we are at the top of the list now. Yeah. Currently what we've been going through in the last few months as South Africans, I think we've probably way exceeded that and gone up the top. But on top of what you were saying is that most of our stress happens well below our awareness,
mm-hmm.
our conscious awareness.
Yeah.
And it's happening 24/7, 365.
Wow.
Now by wearing what we do, we are adding to our stress.
Wow.
And the sad thing is that the medical fraternity say that 90 to 95% of all illness is stress related. Now, the fashion industry, there is so much hype. You're constantly having to improve yourself, especially as designers.
Absolutely.
There's fierce competition. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about, Liz, earlier about the deadlines and being let down by so many suppliers and that. And it's not that they're doing it purposely, but it's just what happens in the industry. So, yeah, I think that the fashion industry, having been there myself many years ago, which I'm sure we'll be talking about at some point, but it's a very, very stressed out industry because of the elements. You're constantly having to change, constantly having to be on edge, having to come up with something that's dynamic and different in instant situations, especially the smaller designers compared to the bigger manufacturers that plan well in ahead, but you still have those deadlines.
Mm.
And it can be frightening.
Mm. Bridget, you've spent literally a decade in the textile industry, running your textile agency in 99 till the end of it, until you sold it. And obviously you sold it because you couldn't take it anymore. So today you're now, obviously, I say some things are a blessing in disguise. I mean, you got to experience that side of life. But now you're an author. Now you're a speaker. Now you're a catalyst. Tell us a bit about your journey and how it actually connects. Because obviously, we're talking to you, but you actually have a fashion background and you've experienced some serious challenges in that space to be able to push you to now help people not burn out, because I think that's what you're doing.
Absolutely, Liz. I spent a decade in the industry.
Wow.
I was importing, initially we were working with local manufacturers, and then I started importing fabrics from the Far East, so I traveled a lot. And there was a huge amount of pressure in terms of traveling because I was sourcing fabrics on behalf of clients, both top end and then the fashionistas on the designer side. I then ended up bringing in various ranges from Europe and from America, Diamante range to add to the garments and to the sort of whole look and feel. And I know what it's like to have to be at the edge all the time because you're constantly having to be vigilant of the new colors, the new styles, the new look and feel, and am I ahead of my competitors? So, and I was very, very fortunate to be one of the top agents in South Africa, representing amazing mills locally and internationally. Mm. So, yeah, there was a lot of pressure. And through a variety of things, both on a personal level, I ended up burning out. I think I'd pushed myself so hard and so fast. I didn't realize it, but at one point I was diagnosed with having a duodenal failure. My, basically they could now call it chronic fatigue.
Yeah.
And I ended up burning out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that motivated me to get out of the industry. There was an opportunity for me to now look at my life having been really successful. I was blessed to have the financial wherewithal that I could now make alternative arrangements, and I started looking at what else can I do. There has to be more to life than chasing after the Pantone color for the season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it's like and how hard that is. And then the guys at the retail side saying, no, that green is not quite the right green, and I'm like, seriously, when you look at it in the light, and they say, no, under the light box, it's the shade out, so an entire container of clothing would be cancelled, or fabrics would be cancelled.
Yeah.
And I just thought, stressful. You know what, this is just unrealistic. And I'm a farm girl,
yeah.
Okay, so I kind of look at life very simplistically, maybe overly simplistically. And I started thinking, no, this is crazy. What am I doing to myself? And I cannot push myself to the edge and continue to be at the edge. I think one of the catalysts in that space was that my mom had got cancer, and in 96 she died. 97 I ended up running Comrades. And I really just pushed myself too far. And I got to a point where I was like, okay, this burnout is just too much. Had some relationship issues as well at the time. So emotionally I was really exhausted and finished. And that's when I got the opportunity to sell my agency, which I'm really blessed to have done. I think I'm probably the only South African to have actually sold a textile agency. not a going business, but as a textile agency.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know of anybody else who achieved that. Wasn't that
stressful on its own, Bridget?
Well, going through the sale was stressful because it was like, is the guy actually going to go through with it? You know, until the money was in my bank account, I was kind of worried.
Yeah.
And then we had a 6-month period where I shadowed and I, you know, was available. That was part of the deal, that I would be available to counsel or, you know, just be there, you know, need any questions. Because he took over the business from me. He'd never really traveled to the Far East. He didn't have all the connections like I had. And now I had to be there as a backstop.
Wow. You know what? Before we go on, I know Mo is dying to get on you. However way you want to look at it, but we have a caller in the on the line. So let's just kind of also see what people are curious to find out in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab.
Thank you for having me. Like, I just want to say that the one thing that gets me going when I'm like dealing with stress in working within the fashion industry is understanding the goal of my company. Like, if I understand what we're working towards and why it's hectic at the moment, then I know how to pull through. I know how to keep up and go through the stress, you know, and not break down because I understand the goal and I understand where we are going as a whole, you know. But once you don't really kind of know where you're going or why it's hectic at the moment, you tend to break down because you don't understand, you know.
The bigger picture.
Yeah, you don't understand the bigger picture. You don't understand why we're working so hard, why we, you know, have to deal with this crisis. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? So once you have a clear vision of where your company and the whole workplace is going and heading, then you find your way to pull through and hold on and keep on fighting, you know?
Yeah. What are some of your ways that you deal with, you know, in terms of your stress level or for you to alleviate your stress level or for you just to calm down, you know, because we must calm down, you know, what are some of your ways?
What I do is I speak to my boss, whoever's around, and try and understand. And I talk to them about, okay, this is my problem. This is what's bothering me, or this is where I'm lacking. How do we go forward? Like, if we work together as a team, I find that it's easier to pull through other than if I'm doing things on my own. I'm not understanding, you know, the whole situation. So I think talking about it definitely helps, you know,
communication,
saying this is where I'm lacking, this is where I'm falling, you know, it helps you get there, you know, it does something to you and your perseverance and gives you stamina to just go through it, you know, so yeah, that's my way.
Wow, thank you so much for calling, and we'll definitely take some of those tips home. I'm definitely putting some of them in my purse as we go. and so we hope the others are as well. But thank you for calling, and have a lovely day.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you for having me. Beautiful show, brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Liz, can I just add to what the caller has just said? Yeah. Having a clearly defined goal and a reason and a purpose, you know, the big why that we often hear motivational speakers talk about, is very, very critical. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what your objectives are, it can become very, very stressful. So I like, and I completely reiterate what she said. Mm-hmm. That is very important. Mm-hmm. And another part of what she mentioned is what I recommend in the book as well, is to connect. When we are stressed, we actually want to connect with other people. So working together as a team, discussing your challenges is very, very important. Mm-hmm. So those two points are definitely things that I cover in my book.
Wow. Can we just plug in Sheldon Kopman, the fashion designer for Neck Deep, and listen to how he actually manages his stress?
I would love to hear that.
Hello. This is Sheldon Kopman, designer and creative director for brand Naked Ape. Currently a menswear brand specializing in luxury garments using luxury fabrication. We produce everything in South Africa, and that is an ultimate challenge right now. So We speak about challenges. Other people choose to call it stress. Stress is just something that is totally unapproachable. So let's stick with the challenges. Challenges currently in our current climate in South Africa is that our rand has taken a serious knock. We bring in probably 85 to 90% of the fabric that we are using and the equipment that we are using to produce fine garments are imported. As a result, all of this is going to be going up 40% within the next couple of weeks, and that is a totally, totally different beast of a challenge to be dealing with. We cannot just put our price of our garments up by 40% for our local market. In saying that, there's also an advantage to a depreciating rand. You know, we just need to reassess and rethink and become a lot more creative. And this is how we're addressing these particular challenges currently. I'm not going to say we can hope for the best. We trust that the best will come around. And we can only grow from strength to strength. It's just that currently we are challenged to the max, whether it be creatively, financially, collaboratively, you name it. It is the challenges of 2016. Let it be and let it grow stronger as the year progresses. Thank you for this opportunity. And I wish all fellow designers out there in the industry a successful 2016 Chinese Year of the Monkey.
I just love Sheldon. He was very precise. It sounded like a very political way you brought it down. I love it.
You know what,
thanks,
guys,
for plugging me in.
Yes, it's very interesting. And as we continue, this is obviously the Fashion Lab where we hold it down every Thursday. We're talking about stress in the fashion business. And I'd like to plug in Jasmine because Lean is very quiet, looking fabulous in the corner, but very quiet. But I think I'm going to just plug in the high mile fashion with Lean Jasmine so she can also just give us a bit of her mind. We can talk about it as we go before we take a break.
Thanks, Liz. So speaking about stress in the fashion industry, I think that depending on your roles, it affects you differently. So the fashion industry generally is a very desirable industry to be in. And there's kind of this notion that one can be replaced tomorrow because everybody wants to have your job and so forth and so forth. So that on its own, it puts pressure on you, right? You always want to excel and you always want to be great at what it is that you do. And as with many other jobs, especially in a creative space, there's a lot of pressure. We look at big designers like Raf Simons, for instance, who was with Dior. He stepped in and he had to throw out so many different collections in such a short space of time, and he stepped down because he couldn't do it. Like, the workload is so excessive. I watched the movie Dior and I, and it's a great documentary that puts focus on the blood, sweat and tears that these designers really, really go through every day, and the sleepless nights, and the workload really, really is excessive. So as an individual, you put yourself on the line because here you are, you're presenting a collection for such a big house, and now your work is being nitpicked and criticized by so many people, and if you're not strong enough, that can literally destroy your soul. So we really need to look at ways in which people can deal with that. It's the same for fashion editors and people who work in magazines. You know, lead times are small, so they have deadlines to meet, and it's just always push, 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 fast, fast, fast. I need this now. I need it tomorrow, you know? So there's the main lines, there's pre-collections, there's the resort collections. It's just a lot of work. And as the caller said earlier, some people thrive on being put in a stressful situation. So if they can see the finish line and they can see how their contribution would help get themselves and their team to wherever it is that they need to be, then it can be positive in that sense. And I came across a quote earlier today online by Laura Hinson, She works for Refinery 29 and she says it's almost impossible to say, oh well, it's just a job, because the lines between your work and you are so blurred. And I think that that is so profound, because today we don't know how to separate our work life and our personal life, because we need to have so much of ourselves available all the time. Emails need to get checked immediately and so forth. And I think it's an important skill to learn, to be able to separate when that needs to happen, so that you can still get your work done effectively. So all in all, I just think it's about finding a balance.
Wow.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts? Lynn, well, Bridget.
I would like to add to what Lynn is saying, is that the pressures within the industry are extremely high.
Yeah.
And that judgment and criticism of your latest collection and the choices that you make, the people don't realize, unless they've been in the industry,
yeah,
how extremely high those pressures are. And for me, the saddest thing that I witnessed time and again was, as a result of that, the coping mechanisms that so many designers and personnel ended up using was addiction.
Yeah.
And that was just so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just in the fashion industry
Absolutely.
That people turn to addictions.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that it was so prevalent in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm talking about addictions, it could be smoking, alcoholism, drugs, and of course those after parties where so much of this is freely available. I really struggled with that when I was in the industry, because as I said early on, and I wasn't joking when I said, really, I'm a farm girl. I'm a very simple person.
Yeah.
I was never exposed to that. And when I saw it, it actually broke my heart.
Yeah.
And I also think the industry prepared me to become a therapist and a catalyst today, because so many of the designers would come and pour their hearts out to me about how they felt so criticized. You know, you are really under the spotlight. Excuse the pun.
Wow.
You really are in that space.
Yeah.
And they would spend hours pouring their heart out to me.
But Bridget, is meditation, you know, an important element in life, you know, because I look at the fashion industry and I think about just New York. It's a very fast pace and everything happens.
Very.
You know, I mean, what are some of the things, just one thing that we can all really work on and say, you know, the first thing, it's about, you know, meditating and finding your core and your center and understanding your worth and your value so that you understand the day, or I don't know, what would you recommend?
The first key. And
can I do something?
Yeah.
I want to leave our listeners on the edge a bit to also think about it before
you
give it to us. So can we take, and I'm sure, I mean, everyone's dying to know what else can we do, or I've tried everything and not. But obviously, we're going to be back after this break. This is where we are talking about stress today. It's the Fashion Lab. We hold it down here every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central African Time. We will be right back. Keep it locked. Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861 276 453.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Here we are again talking about stress in the fashion business, and we are joined obviously by Bridget Edwards, who is an author, speaker, and catalyst, as we continue the show. Morwick asked a very interesting question, and obviously, you know, like I said, I'm sure a lot of people have been trying a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would like us to first of all plug in our senior trend analyst, Nicola Cooper, with a trend report. And we will then just kind of hang on and see what is really going on and how we can get ahead. So that question that Morwick posed is, we're going to get a response from Bridget, but we're going to first have the trend report.
Hi, everybody. How are you today?
Hi Nicola.
Nicola. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I unfortunately don't have the stress issues today, as most people are working within the industry. I'm working from home on my balcony with the sun, so I don't have the same issues. But I have
Nicola, the line's very bad. We're going to... hello, Nicola? Nicola?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, the line. Yeah, the line's very bad. Yes. We may have to call you back if we can't hear clearly.
Okay, can you hear me properly now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. So I've been looking a little bit at the stresses and the sort of ongoing stress for not just the fashion industry, but for the world at large. And this is really, you know, the future of the workplace is kind of more work and less place, or that's what experts say. Given the impact of new technologies, the uncertain economy, and the demands of a new generation of employee, many of us, as you know, are calling into meetings from the road, using online collaboration tools and cloud services to get work done on weekends, and unfortunately for family harmony, checking emails at all hours, including at the dinner table. And I'm sure many of us can relate to that. Often we go out for dinner and someone's answering a telephone or answering an email whilst we're sitting at dinner with them. And that's really because we make ourselves available at all hours in exchange for more flexibility. But what we aren't doing as a workforce is setting enough boundaries. And I think what we're seeing in the upcoming years in 2016 is that in the past, there has been so many organizations that would take all the extra hours that you would give in, but would give you no additional pay. And we've seen this quite a substantial amount online where, you know, just a recent sort of scope is an online or a publication offering an internship that paid very little, and the sort of uproar around that. So what we're starting to see with the internet and new communications technology, it's really been changing our workplace. I mean, even mine, as I'm calling in via Skype. And what new companies are doing is they're actually taking a step back and realizing that there is no 9-to-5 job, that specifically in the creative industry, we don't think within prescribed hours. We don't think within 9-to-5. So organizations are looking to recruit and
Nicola?
Retain the, and the,
sorry, we're losing, you. Yes.
By capping working hours and placing a greater importance on people skills amongst. Yes. Yes?
Sorry, we were losing you again. I don't know. I think it's maybe the connection.
Okay. Where did you lose me, Liz?
We are talking about the organizations and the whole way that people that they are operating now. The fact that there's no 9-to-5s really, and people are moving on.
Well, so what we're starting to see in the upcoming years, specifically in 2016, that organizations are looking to recruit and retain their employees by cutting down.
Nicola, I think we're just going to have to call Nicola back on the line. In the meantime, let's just go back to Morwick and Bridget and Lynn, who are sitting here in studio, to also just maybe comment on what Nicola's shared so far with regard to the whole 9-to-5 work sort of traditional way of working and where the world is going now.
Two very important things. What Nicola's just reiterated is that technology, because we're living in such a fast-paced and lifestyle, but with the technology we have, cell phones, etc., we have actually disconnected as human beings from each other. and by us disconnecting because of the technology, that has created a lot more stress. And one of the important things that we need to do as human beings is to actually connect.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the tips that I share is hugging.
Yeah.
You know, give somebody a hug because we need that connection. And when we hug, it actually releases happy endorphins or happy hormones into the body.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's one thing we can do in this modern era is, yes, our technology is great. It helps us to connect with people all over the world and we're living in a global village. But remember that we are sentient beings. We are hardwired to connect. We are hardwired to touch, feel, and be in that space because that makes us feel safe and secure.
Yeah.
And that is also going to reduce our stress a lot as a result.
I was
going to
say, so those same endorphins that are released by chocolate, are they also released from hugging? I'm just asking. Because they say that the best, closest thing, I don't know what children are listening, but I just know for sure out of research that they say that the best next thing to sex is actually
chocolate.
Well, and there, it's because of the endorphins that are released. So when you say that hugging also releases this endorphins, then should we just
should we have our top three? Because I'm eating chocolate all the time.
I think we should differentiate between chocolate and chocolate. Okay, the sugary chocolates are the worst kind of chocolates, but natural cacao, which is what really chocolate is about, that is where you receive those proper chemicals that are going to support your body. But the sugar chocolates, that's actually the worst thing for us because sugar creates acidity in the body, which stresses us more. And actually stress with the adrenaline and cortisol that's released in the body causes more acidity in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the medical one of the reasons why the medical fraternity say that 90 to 95% of all illnesses and disease is stress related because of the acidic environment. And disease thrives in that acidic environment.
I think laughing, Bridget, I think laughing is also an amazing thing. And, you know, having a business partner, you know, like Liz, and, you know, we spend a lot of time together, I'd go home and she said to me, as I was reading the Bible, and then her husband says to me, "No, Liz, you weren't reading the Bible. The Bible was plugged in, it was audio."
But that's reading. See? That is still reading. I mean, come on, we are living in the past.
Oh, Liz, only you would say that.
Lynn, is reading the Bible on your app, Bible app, isn't that still reading the Bible, whether you're playing it on audio?
Yes, it is, it is.
So why are they laughing?
Well, laughter.
I have daily quotes. I have daily quotes on my phone that I read. It doesn't disqualify.
And you're still reading. Exactly. Guys, we are laughing, but I want us to also plug in Edgy. We are going to plug in Nicola to just wrap up, but we'll also be bringing in Edgy on with Echoes from New York. But let's finish up with Nicola, and then we can move on. Nicola, welcome again.
Hi.
Sorry about that. The line was a bit faulty.
Okay, am I a little bit clearer now?
Yes. Thank you.
Technologies. Just to pick up where I left, what we're seeing for sort of forward-thinking institutions or organizations, they're simply off.
Nicola, the line's still not good, not clear. Sorry, I think
we just plug in Edgy. Unfortunately, we do apologize for that bad connection. I just think maybe it's the network in that area, something today.
Yes, but as we talk and we enjoy these topics and we are laughing, which is a good thing, meaning that we're going to leave out of here stress-free.
Yeah.
We're going to also just plug in Echoes from New York with Edgy, pick his mind a bit on what's going on that side of the world when it comes to, you know, stress levels in the fashion business. And then we'll continue on. But Bridget, as we wait on Edgy, what are some of your thoughts when, you know, when we talk about the new way of actually operating? And what are some of your tips? I mean, I know you've talked about hugging and we laughed about chocolates because of the endorphins that are released in that. But what else can you advise? I mean, you've been in the fashion industry. You've got some background on it. You're now doing something else to help us not burn out.
Also, in terms of like taking good vitamins and looking after ourselves and eating correct food, I mean, does that add to living a healthy, stress-free, you know?
You're reading my mind. Yes, indeed. Proper nutrition is mm-hmm. vitally important. And I always say to people, please eat a mixture of raw fruit and vegetables, all the colors, because that will give you the supplementation that you need. And unfortunately, so much of our food today is depleted of proper nutrition. So extra supplements is very key and critical in that space. But one of the most important things is hydration.
Yeah.
We need to, and we don't drink enough water. Our bodies are dehydrated. In fact, the vast majority of us are dehydrated. This also adds to our stress levels. So drinking plenty of fresh, still water every single
not
day.
Not sparkling?
Not sparkling.
With only
wine?
Sparkling.
No,
no wine.
Coffee, tea, sodas, all of those things are not hydrating your body. Your body needs water. In fact, the brain needs water as much as the physical body needs water, because our brains are electrical. And in order for the brain to fire correctly, you need that watery component so that the electricity of the brain, the thinking part of the brain, can be vitalized.
Wow.
So water is so imperative, and nutrition is imperative. Sleep is imperative.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Which
let's talk about
while.
Sleep. Let's talk to Edgy from New York. This is Echoes from New York with Edgy Benson. Edgy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Edgy, hey, how are you doing?
We are good, and we are feeling stress-free today.
It's awesome. I mean, I think this was such, it's been a wonderful conversation. I want to be like Moeg. I think he has the best. I mean, it's here in New York, it's Fashion Week. So, I mean, talk about that. That's a bale of stress. You
it
know?
Is.
It is, yeah.
Gee whiz, I can just imagine. Oof.
I mean, for the designer, at this point, he has really very little control. He's going to depend on someone like me to deliver the collection to him to show. And he has really very little control. So you can imagine his stress. And then imagine my stress, because all of that responsibility to deliver that collection, and that stress goes all the way down to the people sewing the fabric. I mean, everybody down the chain. So I think the industry is really a stress hive, but there's so much love for what you do that at some point it does begin to help you deal with this stress, you know. For me personally, with operations in the US, in China, in Europe, and in Africa, you know, the different time zones, I can't sleep more than 3 hours a night. But you learn to love it. I mean, the results are such a stress relief, you know, when you get these amazing results. But the industry and stress are so related that it's almost, we love it so much that it kind of dumps, it kind of like reduces the stress in some way by itself. Yeah.
Loving what you do is critical in order to be able to live within yourself in peace and harmony. And that is one of the things that I share in my book as well, is that you need to love what you do, because if you're living with that passion and purpose, it does make the tough stresses that you have to face in this industry in particular a lot more bearable.
Absolutely.
Leon?
I think one point we need to make is like, it's you know, for young designers coming into the industry, the stress point is something that they sometimes don't know how to deal with, and sometimes it can be a real inhibitor as to their desire to stay in the industry.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how talented they are. They might go on an internship, and they go to this internship, and it's very, very, very stressful situations. And sometimes they're like, you know, I've had interns tell me, how do you guys survive in this industry? I can't do it.
Especially in New York City, Edgy. I mean, New York City on its own, it's just craziness. It's a stress ball on its own.
I have an intern right now from the African Union who is, I have attached her with one of the biggest houses in New York. And, you know, that in itself is such, I don't think she understood the enormity of it. But now it's Fashion Week. She doesn't go home until 11 o'clock. And, you know, it's really a wake-up call for
it
her.
It is, like, I can imagine.
And Edgy, with all of that, how do you actually manage it? Because back to our business must continue. How do you manage and overcome that stress?
I just try to make sure that things are well streamlined, that before I go to bed, from the U.S. to China to India to Istanbul, wherever it is that I'm working, whatever the deadlines are to be met, that we have everything streamlined, that everything that needs to be done is in process of being done, and then I can go to sleep. That way I wake up in the morning and my customers call me and I have updates for them that are realistic, and it helps me a lot, because dealing with my customers is really the biggest stress.
Yeah.
You know, their expectations are such a stress.
Absolutely.
Wow, Edgy. Thank you so much for plugging in, and keep trying to help them. You've heard that you got to drink lots of water. I don't know how that works, but our expert in studio has actually...
And not sparkling.
And she said not sparkling water,
still.
Edgy. So try... And then obviously, you're the one person I know who's round the clock. I could call Edgy at any time and he's up, and I'm like, what time are you going to bed?
Yeah.
So I think the 3 hours sleep, again, back to what Bridget was talking about with stress, is you also have to find a way to get
to
enough hours
off.
Of
yeah.
sleep. So mm. also mm. try to apply those into your life, and then try to spread that stress-free love across...
And an apple a day keeps the...
yes.
Yeah.
Liz, I also think it's so crazy though. I think it's so crazy how we don't listen to our bodies when our bodies tell us it's time
absolutely.
To switch off. That's why there's so many people now who get hospitalized for exhaustion and things like that, because they are girls. I know girls who, as a response to the amount of stress that they are going through, they'll throw up every morning, like just as a normal gag reflex every morning. Mm. That's what they do to deal with it, and it's not healthy.
Absolutely not. That is so, Lynn. That is really quite tragic, but what you are touching on there is part of our disconnect. Is that we're not only disconnected from each other, we are disconnected from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We live, and especially in the fashion world, everything is external. It's the color, it's the fabrics, there's all of those externals. We've forgotten to connect with ourselves and be in touch with ourselves, mm-hmm. which is very, very important.
Very true.
Anyway, Edgy.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You've had those tips. Thank you for calling in. Keep the
stress-free
lab going, and we will be in touch.
Thank you.
Enjoy Fashion Week.
Enjoy Fashion Week. I wish I was there.
I know. Well, you were at the Fashion Week for the men, so...
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Edgy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Edgy.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
We're going to just plug in an internationally... accredited makeup artist who also deals a lot in the fashion industry. Her name is Morag Stain, and see what she does and how she actually copes in with the stress.
Hi, my name is Morag Stain. I'm an internationally accredited makeup artist and stylist residing in Johannesburg. I've been in the industry for 10 years now, and what I do in the media industry of fashion is create absolute magic. This relies on my specialized skills as a makeup artist to communicate style and image. Yes, this is my full-time job, and it happens to be what I absolutely love. And thank you to cultural recognition that artists are getting these days. How am I successful in what I do is I obviously have created an immaculate reputation for myself. But besides that, having a business mindset as opposed to just, oh, this is my hobby. Yes, of course I have stress and sleepless nights, like any other profession. Challenges I face are mainly the influx of people watching tutorials and doing crash courses and then calling themselves makeup artists or hairstylists. This comes with lower and inaccurate fees being charged and reducing the chance of industry professionals such as myself being booked. Mm-hmm. This is very annoying and disrespectful to my profession.
Absolutely.
I overcome these frustrations by just really voicing my opinion and guiding those who are not as experienced. I mean, what comes around goes around, mm-hmm. right?
That's right. What comes around goes around, because obviously Morag is basically saying everybody else who's calling themselves makeup artists from like the corner of the street,
like, sit
is
down,
messing up their vibes.
Yes.
So I think, guys, you know what? We've really had a fabulous show. In one quick 30 seconds or 20 seconds, can we just go onto our Who Would You Want to Dress at Why? round the table and then wrap up this beautiful show, because we can talk about this stress all day long, but I think we're going to have to take it out. We're going to have to take it outside. Lynn, we're going to start with you. Who would you want to dress and why?
Today, I'm going to say my grandmother. Only
poor
because
grandmother.
No. She's cool. She dresses very well. But I just think as she's getting older, she has disconnected with what she's got. And I just need to show her that she's still got it.
Wow. Oh, Morwick.
What I want to dress this week, again, because I was in Cape Town, you know. There's a few Cape Town, I mean, I don't know, Cape Town is divided. But anyway, it is the young gentleman in Cape Town. Please, those flip-flops need to go.
Are you going to take the sea away from them? They're on a sea mode.
Exactly.
And those shorts. And no, but to work.
Yes. Morwick, they're on a sea mode. And don't be jealous because there's no sea here. They're flipping and flopping because there's the sea and the mountains and then like wine farms. What else can they do?
Wash their feet, too.
Okay, Bridget, who would you want to dress and why?
Oh, Liz, you caught me off guard completely. I'll skip on that one.
No, we don't skip. Think of anyone you've ever thought of dressing and why. Whether
Bridget, just concur with me, Cape Town boys. Wash your feet in those flip-flops.
Yeah. I'll go with you on that one, Mari.
Okay. I am going to. I want to address this week Susanna Owio, who is a songwriter from Kenya. She's very cool. Her music is beautiful, but I just find that her style needs to be redefined, and I want to do that. And she's a sister, but I hope that, Susanna, you're listening. We want to make sure when you go to those Oscars that we actually are looking like the queens that we are. Anyway, it's been amazing. It's been fabulous. I know that we have a parting shot from Bridget.
Yes, I'd like to just share two tips that people can use before we close. One is to breathe. Mm. That will, and especially nasal breathing in and out, is going to help you to feel calm and centered and be in the present moment. That is your gift of life.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank
it's
you.
Been amazing. Keep it locked, www.fashionlabafrica.com. Be stress-free. Find your ways to deal with your stress.
Until next week. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.